due to the mudslide in the area you are calling. Your call cannot be completed at this time. Please try your call later. 089P.
Everybody, welcome back once again to Default Radio. I'm your host, Decoder, and I'm here joined with a special guest today because Lucky 225 is missing in action, as a matter of fact. So, got a special guest. Let him introduce himself.
This is not Barry. What's up, everybody?
So there you go. For the second episode, I guess we get a special guest. You know, not really the way I wanted it, but Lucky's a little bitch, so that's going to... We're just going to have to deal with it. So, I don't know. The one thing I wanted to get into is a few corrections of errors that we made last week. And one of the first ones was I was talking about local number portability, and I was saying all this crazy stuff about how I wanted to get a phone number in a different area code or in a different state, and I neglected to remember that it's called local number portability for a reason. Now, from what I've been reading, the few docs that I have read, it looks like that you can only switch your number within your local area. So there you go on that. And the other error was Lucky had mentioned that spoofing real-time ANI was impossible. But that's actually incorrect. In order to spoof real-time ANI, you need switch access, which is it's a lot easier than it sounds. You don't need to hack into a switch. I mean, you could, and you could probably get away with the spoofing the real-time. But the easiest way to do it was the old Telus trick. When you were using the Telus trick by dialing their dial around, 800-646 all zeros, and spoofing your ANI through them, having them make a test call for you, you were spoofing the real-time ANI because, of course, they were sending the number through the switch. So, I don't know, I guess that's it for the error corrections. And we do have some news today. The first thing is about Packet 8. Now, it seems about a week ago, Packet 8 got a new feature, which is unlimited international calling. Now, it's not completely international. This is only, Europe and Asia. And it's, $29.95 per zone. So I think they count Europe as one zone and Asia as another zone, right?
Yeah. So you end up paying, like, you know, $80 a month if you want the whole deal.
For everything, okay. Yeah, altogether.
Yeah, because Verizon charges $80 a month for, you know, just U.S. and Canada unlimited and whatever.
And this is the same thing. You get to call Europe and Asia unlimited. Most of the countries too. I looked it over. There were a few countries that I didn't see on there. I'm gonna have to say that for Asia, I did not see Thailand. That's the first one I looked for, and I did not see it. So
that's weird. I had not seen that, but I have to look at that again.
Yeah. So there may be a few countries missing. Shit, I'm lighting a cigarette. You know. But I don't know. It looks like a pretty good deal. I mean, Vonage is going to have to fucking get their shit together if they want to be competitive with this, you know?
Yeah, because now that Packet 8's got, Vonage doesn't have so much of an advantage anymore. Not that I can think of.
Well, that call transfer, that's about all they got. Now, you know, I've heard I heard they were lowering their price, too. That's what I heard about Vonage, that they were going to drop the price because they do need to stay competitive.
Yeah, well, when they do drop the price, I'll believe it. But until then...
Yeah, right, just the talk.
Call transfer,
do
honestly,
it.
I don't know what the deal with call transfer is. Everyone says it's such a great thing. It doesn't do it for me.
You don't like... I don't know. I like the call transfer. I think it's pretty cool.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a jaded old bastard. I don't really see the point.
I don't know. You know, I guess you could... You know, you could have a friend of yours who maybe doesn't have a good long-distance plan call you up, and you could transfer him to whatever he wants to call, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, if you're a nice guy or whatever, let this person leech off of your shit.
Yeah, but I'm not a nice guy, so they can't.
Yeah, me neither. So. I use it to call people from milliwatts, as I spoke of last week. You know, they get a number, they sit on the caller ID, they pick it up, it's a fucking loud-ass tone. They're like, what the fuck? They call it back, they hear the same fucking thing. Drives them nuts. Nuts. So I don't know. That's about the deal with Packet 8, Unlimited International. I mean, I predicted this a few months ago. I said, you know, that sooner or later, somebody's going to come out with an Unlimited International plan. Everybody called me crazy. They said, you're just a fucking dreamer. And here it is. Sort of.
Oh, wait a second. I'm looking at the Unlimited Plus Asia, and it actually does include Australia.
Wait, Australia is part of Asia now, according to them, huh?
Yeah, don't ask me, dude. I have no fucking idea.
But Thailand's not on the list. I suppose there's going to be a few countries. There were a few countries in Europe that I didn't see on there.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a lot of these little startup countries. They come out of nowhere. Who knows what kind
and
of phone system they got.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little screwy, but whatever.
Hey, it's still a good deal, though. I mean, 30 bucks, you can't beat that shit. No way. $30 per zone, yeah, $80, and you're going to be having... unlimited to a lot of other places besides just the U.S. and Canada. A lot of
places. Why not South America, though? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, South America and Africa don't seem to be included.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Strange shit.
They're probably going to come out with it later and charge you $30 a piece for those, too, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of money, but then you can call anywhere you want.
Yeah, exactly. That's worldwide calling, you know? You could start doing some crazy shit with that. I mean, there's a lot of numbers that I want to call. I would say in Japan... there's a few, definitely a lot of numbers I like to call in Europe. I call the UK talking clock all the time because I think it's funny.
Yeah, I don't think I've called that.
Oh, it's actually, I could probably pull up the number. It might take me a second. From what I heard, I was talking to a guy over there, and he told me that it's not the real UK talking clock. He had said that apparently you can only call the UK talking clock from inside the UK, and that some guy, just some dude, set up a clone of the talking clock.
Oh.
And that's what you get when you call the number from outside. Shit. I wish I fucking had it.
Is it a free number? Is it like an 0800 number there?
I don't know if it's an 0800, but he said something. It might be one of those, what a lot of people don't know is in the UK, they have this thing called nationwide local numbers. I don't think that's what it's called technically, but it's kind of like that. And what it is, they have a special area code, I guess, which is a local call from anywhere within the UK.
Huh.
I believe that number was 845-124-9068.
That's the number for the UK talking clock from inside the UK. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe that's... I called it on a Vonage line and it worked.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I can't find the fucking, the number. Damn it.
Very weird.
Well, you know. It might take me a second, but I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about Packet 8 while I'm sitting here being very unprofessional looking for a fucking number?
Not that I can think of. I got that latest upgrade with all those extra features, and I haven't even touched it at all yet. So, unfortunately, I don't have too much to review of that.
I got it. Oh, wait a minute. Look, no. You could call it from outside the U.S. Yeah, you're right, Doug. It's 845-124-9068. And, of course, you got to precede that with... if you're calling from the U.S., with 011 and 44 for the country code.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the U.K. talking clock number. As a matter of fact, 845 is the area code over there for the nationwide local call. So I don't know what the hell that guy was talking about. Maybe he was bullshitting me.
Hmm.
Or maybe they have some sort of like little three-digit code or something that they use to call the talking clock. I don't even know. Who knows? Maybe somebody, anybody listening from the UK, could send an email to default@cbzone.org or to mine or to Lucky, who isn't here, or to Not Theory, whoever. Send an email. Tell us what's up with the talking clock.
I'll have to get that Freedom Unlimited plus Europe and shit.
Yeah, right. They have that now?
That's the craziest numbers. What's that?
They have plus Europe?
Yeah, plus Europe. Plus Europe, Asia. Packet 8 stuff.
Oh, so I thought you've been for Verizon.
Oh, no, it's fucking Verizon? No, Verizon wouldn't give you that shit. No way.
Surprisingly, though, Verizon only charges me 5 cents a minute to call the UK, which is actually the going rate with a lot of the voice-over IP services, so it's not really that bad of a deal.
Really?
Yeah, 5 cents a minute with the Freedom, Verizon Freedom Plus or Extra, whichever the most expensive one is that I have.
Oh, they changed the name to, like, Variations or some shit.
No, it used to be Variations. Now they changed it to Freedom.
Oh, whatever. Okay. It's, either way, it's a lot of fucking money, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, the best is when I was on the phone with them getting this plan, because I had previously, I had MCI Neighborhood. And I'm going to let everybody out there listen and know something about MCI Neighborhood. I was doing a lot of long-distance scanning, okay, with this MCI Neighborhood, because when it came out, when they got it in New York, I fucking jumped on it. The first thing I did, as soon as they got it here, you know, I jumped on it. I said, $50 a month, unlimited, this is awesome. And I was doing a lot of long-distance scanning. I mean, they give me a service, and I'm using what they give me. I'm using their service, you know. They give me unlimited, I'm going to fucking use it. I'm going to call thousands of numbers every fucking day, you know, because this is what they're giving me. And like clockwork, every month they would shut me down. They would shut up the long distance and either call me or send me a letter from something called the MCI Toll Fraud Department. Now, I got this to say about them, about MCI. This is why I don't like MCI. They would call me from the Toll Fraud Department. Now, if I have unlimited calling, then none of my calls have toll charges.
Right.
So where does this toll fraud come from, you know? I don't know what it is, but they just wanted to bitch at me for calling. And they asked me every time. They said, man, we just wanted to verify that you're making all these long-distance calls. And I said, yeah, you gave me a service, I'm fucking using it. What's wrong with you?
But even if you weren't, even if somebody was stealing your phone service, why would they care? It's unlimited.
Yeah, what's the difference? You know, somebody had mentioned to me when I had related this story to them, they told me that perhaps they didn't want telemarketers from home, you know, doing something like that with their service. I don't know the legalities of that. So maybe that's what they were trying to stop. But, I mean, it's fucked up. So everybody out there, do not use MCI Neighborhood. Fuck them. They're garbage. Nobody likes them. And you know what I had to do, man? And I'm lucky that I think of these things. Whenever they would turn off my long distance, they wouldn't turn off all the features. So what I would do is if I wanted to make a long distance call, I would set my call forwarding to the long distance number that I wanted to call. After I set it, I would hang up, pick up my phone, and call my own number. And boom, I would be connected to the long distance number that I wanted to call for free.
Not
bad. Yeah, so I mean, I'm lucky I was able to think of that, but you know, it's kind of a bitch when if you want to dial 10 or 15 or 20 or 100 numbers, you can't really do that every time. This was just for necessity. You know, if a long-distance number I needed to call, that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck MCI, you know. A lot of people say fuck Verizon. They really haven't given me too much shit. I've done a lot of crazy stuff with their service, and they don't bother me at all. You know, as long as they see the money, as long as they get a check every month, then they don't care.
Yeah, I have never heard anything but good about MCI, so I can't really back them up.
Yeah, fuck MCI, man. They're always doing the illegal shit, you know, with the whole WorldCom thing, and now
oh, yeah, whoops, we had a $4 billion accounting error. You know, we forgot to carry the four, you know, 10 times.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, if anybody out there is an accountant, they know that $4 billion can get lost, you know?
Oh, yeah, whoops.
Exactly.
It took over my dick, and I lost $4 billion. Oh.
And then the newest thing they were doing with the C-Lex, trying to get out of giving them the kickbacks, they were making it look like every call that went on the C-Lex was a local call. They were pretty much spoofing the ANI to these numbers.
Now, see, I got to applaud them for that. I think that's really fucking cool.
I mean, it is, but they were fucking the C-Lex. They were fucking them.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just funny to hear that they're fucking spoofing ANI. I think that's hilarious.
That's exactly what they were doing. You know, they're using our tricks, and they're using it against these little C-Lex, and that's pretty fucked up, though. Fuck them. Fuck MCI.
Yeah, fuck them.
Everybody hates them. I don't even know what MCI stands for.
Hmm.
Some bullshit, though, probably. Probably nothing.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. What else do we want to get? Oh, yeah, your lookup site.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fucking, just like any other project, it's exploded into something that's almost unmanageable at this point.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Started out this, yeah, man, it started out the simple fucking NPA lookup from Duelist Geocode.c, and then it got NPA NXX when I raped the NAMPA data, and then I raped DSL reports, and
yeah.
The fucking database is just huge now, dude. It's like, it went from, I don't know, maybe 50K to 12 megs to like 15 megs.
Jesus.
It's a whole lot of data. But there's more stuff in store for it. You know, I'm going to make it so you can look up MPAs by state. You can look up MPAs by silly code already.
You could already look them up by silly code.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, that shit's all there. It shows you all the rate centers and shit like that. I'm thinking of making, when you look it up just by straight MPA, like, let's say you type in 914, it tells you, right now it tells you which codes are valid, which codes are unassignable, and which codes are vacant. So I'm going to make it so you can click on one of the, you know, assigned codes and you can find out which company owns it and all that other shit.
Yeah, you know, I saw that page, actually. You posted that in the forum with that link to that page. And I noticed a lot of codes that were classified as unassignable, and I don't really know why.
I don't know. It's just from the NAMPA database has it set up like that, so I don't know. You could probably look through their boring-ass bulletins and find out. But
yeah, I mean, like it said that 207 was unassignable, but 208 was perfectly good.
Right.
And I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure what that all means when they say it's unassignable. It doesn't make too much sense.
Well, the
thing
is,
like, I understand you can't do, like, you know, 211, 311, 911, or 411, but the rest of them I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get that. And it also mentioned something about you couldn't have a prefix that was the same as the area code, which is, that's untrue, because I know that in California, in 213, some CLEC has the prefix 213, and there's plenty of numbers in area code 213, exchange 213. There's actually a
conference
number on 6066, 213-213-6066.
No. When it says unassignable codes, unassignable for whatever NPA you search. Like if you do 914, it'll say 914-914 is unassignable, but if you do 213, it says that 213-213 is used.
Really? Well, that's fucking weird.
Those things will change on the fly. So.
Huh. Unassignable. I don't know why. Going to have to ask NAMPA. I'm going to send him an email. Yeah, so I'm just going to fucking send an email and ask, just put WTF, what the fuck?
Yeah, and they're going to have no fucking idea what you're talking about at all.
Well, yeah, well, you know, maybe they'll send me a reply.
It's a pretty easy job, man. They just sit around and assign numbers. I'd love that job.
That would be a good job. Hell yeah, man. Just say, yeah, hey, we need a new area code. Why don't we use 645? Where are we going to put that? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, the most complicated thing they have to do is overlays. Wow, big fucking deal.
Well, they have to deal with everybody bitching about it, too.
Yeah, but you have almighty power. It's like fucking, not VeriSign, Internet Network Solutions or whatever that company is. They have almighty power. You know, nobody could say shit to them and say, we don't like your policies. We say, fuck you.
That's it. They're NAMPA.
It's the best job ever.
That's what they say. They just say, fuck you all day to everyone.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know why people bitch about area codes. You're going to have to get a new one eventually, you know. It happens.
Yeah.
When you have a fucking voice over IP number and a fucking landline and three cell phones and a fucking pager and shit. You know? Everybody has this crap. You're going to need new numbers.
Yep.
Fuck.
Well, I don't know. Anyway.
So what's the URL for that, for your lookup?
It's, it's really fucking long. I should probably get a tiny URL for it, but it's entanglement.net/tilde-n-theory/freaking/NPA.lowercase PHP.
You might want to think about getting like a forward to that.
Yeah, you know something? I'm gonna do that right now.
You should get like a .tk. I mean, I know people frown upon the whole .tk thing, but you know what? Fuck it. If it makes things easier, I don't know why people would bitch.
Yeah.
You know, just put like fuck you .tk and you get to your site.
That works for me.
That's it. Fuck you .tk, everybody. That's what it's gonna be.
Here we go. The new URL is now tinyurl.com/lowercase WR86. There you go. That'll get you to the page.
That's it. Lowercase WR86.
Yep.
All right. So now people are going to get there. They're going to be looking shit up. They're going to be using up your bandwidth. They're going to be raping you for everything.
Yeah, well, you know, that fucking the database is, I don't know, that machine's got tons of RAM, so I'm not too worried about the database. But having said that, some asshole's going to fucking hammer it with a Perl script.
That's right. Or you could just go to the
10,000 times.
You could check out the BinRev forums and get a few ideas there on how to fuck with it.
Yeah, you know something? I mentioned at one point, I don't know if I posted it, but I was like, yeah, you know, there's a minor bug, whatever, I'll work it out. And then I slept on it, and then, you know, all types of shit happened, so I just, you know, I lost track of all that crap, and then all of a sudden, Duel happened to find the bug, and then, oh, man.
Tells everybody about it.
Yeah.
Encourages people to go and fuck with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, it was no big deal, you know, it's good that he posted it to remind me, like, dude, clean up your shit, so I went and cleaned it up, and then I started adding all types of features and shit, so it's all good.
So everybody better go use that, look up your shit, see what's going on.
Yeah, yep. And
get
if
the info.
Any suggestions, just fucking message them to me, and I'll be sure to forget about them promptly.
That's right. That's what we do. That's how things go here at Default Radio. We forget about everything. I think Lucky forgot we did a radio show.
He won't even know what you're talking about when you message him tomorrow.
Yeah, he'd be like, what? What radio show? That's what we do. You know, that's how things are here at Default Radio. We just want to do shit, but we just fucking are either too lazy, we forget about it, we don't know what's going on. I mentioned it last week, and you thought I was just making a joke, and it's not a joke. We here at Default do not know what's going on. To say the truth, I don't even know if we're recording right now. We might just be talking to each other, man. I don't know if we're recording. Are we?
I don't know. Is Doug drunk?
Doug? Are we recording
Doug?
This? Yo, he's not even here. See, we're not even fucking recording, bro. And so nobody's even going to hear this shit. We're doing it for nothing. For no reason. We think we were doing it to entertain people or to inform them about things, and we're just doing it for fucking our own self-serving, egotistical purposes, because nobody's even listening.
Dude, I just do it to hear myself talk.
That's it. I just want to hear myself talk. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get my other phone so I can hear myself talk in my other ear.
Oh, I'm already on the bridge with another phone, so I'm listening to myself.
Through speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcast through a loudspeaker on the side of your house.
Oh, definitely. My neighbors love that shit.
Yeah, they want to know what's up. I'm sure your neighbors want to know what's up in the telecom and freaking world.
And even if they don't, I don't give two shits. They're going to find out anyway.
Yeah, fuck them. They're probably bums anyway. They probably bitch at you for stupid shit. That's how neighbors are.
Yep.
They want you to chop down that fucking tree because there's a branch hanging over into their yard.
Nah, fuck that, dude. I live in an apartment, man. These guys can take care of all the shit for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everyone can collapse. I could give two shits.
The one thing good about apartments, man, is they can't bitch about trees and shit like that, you know?
They can't bitch about shit. I can bitch about shit, but they can't say shit to me.
That's true. Do you have access to the roof of your building?
Actually, they have a motion detector in the hallway up to the roof. So
are you fucking kidding me?
Get to it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What are we going to do? You got a BB gun or something? You could just, like, shoot the fucking thing?
Oh, you know, as any alarm system, you can get around it, no problem. But I think they just do it because they don't want fucking little kids to go up there and think they're Superman and jump off the fucking building.
That's what I would do. I would, the first thing when I get up there, I'd be like, man, I'm fucking Superman. I'd just jump right off.
I should set up a camera. I should disable that motion detector, put signs and say, you know, Superman rides on the roof, and just set up a camera and film people jumping off.
I mean, you wouldn't get sued for it, I don't think.
No one will ever know.
That's right. No one will ever know.
Yeah, man. Oh, no, even better. I'll just set up a trampoline for little kids there.
Just right on the edge. That sounds like a good idea.
Holy shit.
Nothing like a roof trampoline.
Are you really going to air this thing? Holy crap.
Yeah, this is going on the air, man. The kids out there are getting good, good suggestions on what to do in their life. To set up roof trampolines. I don't know what that has to do with telecom, but whatever.
I don't know.
I guess it's kind of a UE subject. We could get into some UE.
Maybe we can get a silly code for the trampoline.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you'd have to do. Yeah, you just get a silly code. And then just put it on your lookup site.
Mm-hmm. No, I've heard that more than switches, I heard that there's you can get silly codes for other types of fucking telco equipment.
Really?
Underground cables and shit like that. Yeah, I was reading about it on, some fucking company. They sell a whole database of silly code information, and they say that, you know, silly codes, they go through the whole explanation of what silly codes are, and they say silly codes are for switches and for different types of cabling and different types of, like, customer equipment and stuff like that. So, bunch of silly codes that aren't for switches.
It's not just switches that got the silly codes. Some of those silly codes are wrong, to tell you the truth.
Which ones? The NAMPA ones?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. I'll tell you why. There's one particular CLEC that I know of. I'm not going to say who. But they deliberately give out the wrong silly code information.
Really?
As a little joke. And no matter where you look, you're going to see that silly code for them, and it's just not the fucking silly code for that Switch.
Hmm.
It's really a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, no, I need access to that. I need to be able to update that shit on the fly.
Well, they'll never tell you what the real one is. They don't want to get owned or something. I don't know.
That's really fucking weird.
Well, you know, it's a really weird Selec.
Yeah. By stoners or hippies or some shit?
Run by freakers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so they don't want anybody to know. They want to fuck around.
Change the silly code once an hour. That'll work.
That's it. They just want everybody to be wrong. That's the thing. Everybody wants the information, and they're just trying to make everyone wrong at some point.
Very nice.
So I think it works out pretty well. But, I don't know. This is a fucking show here. What the hell else do you want to do?
I don't know, man. We brought it back on topic, though. We had a nice little recovery from that trampoline bullshit.
That's it. I'm still thinking about that. I got that picture in my head now, man. I'm just thinking about
the kid jumping off the roof, huh?
The roof trampoline. It's like a fucking, it's a genius idea. It's like a suicide machine. You could charge admission.
That's what I get for having no life. I come up with bullshit like that.
Roof trampoline.
Not to change topics.
I got a patent it, though.
Not to change topics again, but MCI apparently stand for Microwave Communication Incorporation, but after they went to the long-distance business, they don't stand for anything, kind of like AT&T.
Yeah, I know. Kind of like SBC supposedly doesn't stand for anything anymore.
And AT&T.
I mean, didn't it used to stand for Southwestern Bell Corporation, but now they want to claim that it doesn't stand for anything.
Yeah.
Right.
And the same thing with AT&T. They're trying to say that it doesn't stand for anything anymore.
Same
it
thing.
Used to stand for... American telephone
and telegraph.
Yeah, but now they're saying that it's just three letters, that it doesn't stand for shit anymore.
Kind of like KFC.
What a bunch of retards.
No, KFC, I think it still stands for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Never a commercial will you see Kentucky Fried Chicken. I think there's some debate about that, because Kentucky Fried Chicken's bad or something like that. I don't know.
What's wrong with Kentucky, man? There's a lot of, you know, a lot of people don't know this about Kentucky, but there's a lot of fucking hot chicks in Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah, there's a higher percentage of hot chicks in Kentucky than anywhere else. I'm going to have to say that. I'm going to have to put that out for the listeners, just to keep that in mind.
Anywhere else?
Traveling. Than anywhere else.
Oh, man.
I used to think it was New York, because I've been a lot of places, and New York is the only place besides like L.A., is where you see fucking like model type of chicks on the street, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just a known thing from people around here. You know it, I know it. You just see the model type of chick on the street, walking down the street, you know? And, but Kentucky, it seems like they got a lot of fucking hot chicks there. I've known a few.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hot chicks in Kentucky. So I don't know. Doug is over there bad-mouthing their chicken.
No, I'm saying the news. Something was about the news saying that Kentucky fried chicken is wrong or something. I don't know. Let me find the article.
You go find the article. I don't know what this has turned into a fucking crazy show, man. Trampolines and chicken and Kentucky. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Hot chicks in Kentucky. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's true, man. I mean, anybody out there listening in Kentucky, you could vouch for that. There's hot fucking chicks in Kentucky. I don't know what it is. It's kind of like the whole thing where in Montana, the chicks have huge tits. And a lot of people know about that. There's something in the water over there. I don't know what it is, but there's something in the water in Montana where the chicks have huge tits. Like humongous, like beach fucking balls. I don't know what they do. They might put, like, Similac in the water supply. I don't know. Something. Vitamins. That's what a lot of people used to tell me. It's vitamins. It's all vitamins.
Who knows, man?
Vitamins just make them sprout.
And how is this freak related again?
I don't know. Because, I don't know. I don't know how, actually.
Tits have silly codes?
Yeah, the tits have silly codes. I don't know, though. See, this is the thing. Does each tit have a different silly code?
Probably, yeah.
That's what I would think. That would be my assumption, but maybe someone can send an email and correct me on that. But
you know, each switch has an 8-digit or, you know, 8-letter silly code, and then there's the 11-letter extended one. It's usually like 1MD or like, you know, Z01 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a different last three letters, but same first 8 letters. That's how it is.
Ah, so that's how it works out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, dude, I got to get off this whole silly code thing.
All right, enough of the silly codes. Wait, is Doug still around, or did he go look something up?
No, I'm still here, looking as well.
All right, okay. All right, so we're still recording. Well, I don't know, what did we get to? Packet 8, your new lookup site, silly codes, error corrections we did. Oh, yeah, you know, I forgot one error correction. There was another thing that Lucky and I actually had a little argument on the show last week about the ANI II digits. And he said that it stood for information or informational indicator. And I was adamant about the fact that it stood for identification indicator. Now, after the show, I got onto Google, and I entered both of those things in as lookups, right? And for the identification indicator, I came up with about 20 hits, and it was a lot of hacker sites and hacker glossaries and whatnot. And I clicked on a few of them, and that's what they listed II as standing for. But when I put in information indicator, I got a lot more hits, like a couple of hundred hits, and most of them were, more official documents and whatnot. Now, I did go to NAMPA, and not there. You checked out NAMPA too, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm checking again right now. Because
I couldn't find it.
I always thought it stood for identification information, and apparently there's a website, ATIS.org, that says that that's what it stands for.
But identification information now is what it stands for.
That's what they say.
Now we got a third one. Because I know that, I don't know. See, now these error corrections are going to turn into more errors. Now we're just going to have to admit that we don't know what the fuck it stands for.
Dude, I never have any idea what I'm talking about.
I mean, me neither. I just talk out of my ass. Everyone knows it. Everyone. They know Decoder for just talking straight out of his ass. And, that's fucking really weird. Because, you know, I had thought, and I was going to mention it, that I thought all the confusion came from, one of Lucky's articles in the spring 2003 issue of 2600, he had an article about ANI spoofing, and he had mentioned that II stood for identification indicator. And I thought that perhaps all of these websites where I found that as the information were based on his article. Maybe that's where they got the information. I was going to give him a little shit saying, you know, that it was kind of ironic that it was because of his error. You know, and I thought it was maybe information indicator, like he had mentioned. But now we got, what is it? What did you say again?
Identification information. I saw it. That's the first way I saw it written. So.
Well, this is what I was also thinking, that ANI, of course, stands for automatic number identification. Now, they would have another II, right, two more I's. I wouldn't think either of those stood for identification, looked at it from a logical point of view.
Maybe. I don't know.
So at this point, we don't know what the fuck it stands for. Right now, as it stands, II
never will.
It could mean anything, this is why though. It's not our fault that we don't know. It's because NAMPA, who we mentioned before, who runs the fucking show, doesn't have it on their site. So I don't know. Maybe someone could
ridiculous because they make all these standards. They should be fucking called NAMBLA for not having that shit on there.
NAMBLA. That's another. We could call them up too. We could call up NAMBLA and ask them about this. I don't know whether they will know.
Tell them that they're NAMBLA, those bastards. It should be spelled out.
It should be. They have. If you go to NAMPA.com, you could get a whole list of all of the II digits. All of them. But it doesn't say on that fucking page what the fuck II stands for, like you're supposed to know. So it's their fault. It's NAMPA's fault that we don't know. We're not idiots. I'm an idiot. I don't know if anybody else is an idiot.
I'm definitely an idiot.
So maybe we are idiots. We might be idiots, but the thing is that NAMPA doesn't have it on their site, and they're causing all this confusion. They make the standard, and they don't tell us about it.
Wait a second. We might be eating our words right now.
Oh, God. Is it on the site? Is it in that little pull-down menu for the II codes?
Everybody, you want to check out www.nampa.com/reports/2002_NAMPA_... You know what? Fuck all this. I'm going to make another tiny URL because I don't want to read this shit out. In any case, 2002, NAMPA annual report.pdf. It says, ANI II digits, automatic number identification, information integers.
Integers?
Yeah, dude. These guys get their head up their ass. I have no idea what they're talking about.
All right, so wait a minute. So now, according to NAMPA, II stands for information integers.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
So if you guys want to check that out, tinyurl.com/wr9c.
WR9C, to see that NAMPA calls it information integers.
Motherfuckers.
Wow, this isn't, what's that, the fifth definition so far?
Yeah.
Wow, we don't know what the fuck it stands for, but you know what? It doesn't matter that we don't know what it stands for, because we know what they are and what they do and what they mean. So to not know what it stands for, it's not really that big of a deal, I don't think, in my mind at least.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I mean, I care. I would like to have the correct information. I would like to know. I'd sleep better at night if I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt what II stood for. And I thought I did. For the longest time, I thought I did. I thought I knew. I thought I was hot shit for knowing what it stood for. And now I don't know. I'm saddened.
Yeah, but now when you prove other people wrong, when they say, oh, it means this, now you'll be even hotter shit.
Yeah, now I could say, nah, man, that's fucking informational integers. What the fuck, man? Where are you getting your information from? Default radio?
Yeah, just say, why can't you find it on Nampa? It's so easy to find. You just got to spend a month on Google.
Yeah, you just got to look for a couple of weeks, and you'll get it. I mean, you can't be a bitch like me and just expect it to be on the fucking page that lists what all the fucking codes are. I mean, that would actually make some sense for it to be there. They're telling you what they all are. They're telling you that 00 is POTS and that fucking 61 is a cell phone and all this other shit. 06 is a multi-party line or whatever the fuck it is. I could be wrong. I don't know. It might be. I don't have the list in front of me. But
I have no idea.
But you would think that right there they would say it. Spell it out. You're telling me what they all are. Tell me what the fucking shit stands for. But it's there somewhere on that goddamn... now I'm getting pissed about this. I'm getting pissed because I'm a moron.
It's all right. It's all right, man. Don't flip out. It's okay.
You know?
We'll get through this together.
Fucking Nampa. Fuck them.
I fucking hate these bastards.
North
like
American
said,
number
job in the world.
Yeah, they do. They have
the
easiest
and
job.
They fucking assign numbers, and they can't even get this shit right.
That's it. They need a better webmaster at that site.
Yeah, you know what? For fucking $100,000 a year, I'll take his job, whoever it is.
Yeah, right. I'm sure he gets, you know, I hate to be like this, but I'm sure he gets more than that.
Yeah, probably.
I think the guy's pulling at least two or three large, at least. I know people that pull two or three large that do a lot less than him, you know, so mm-hmm. I'm going to have to say he's pulling at least $300K a year, at least, to be the webmaster of Nampa and to fuck us all over and not tell us what shit means. But
yeah.
With that said, I go to the site all the time, and most of the time I get good shit off of it. It's the standard when you want to know area codes. I mean, you can't trust the front of your phone book, that's for sure. I mean, I have the 2004 Verizon phone book right here, and it's still is this the 2004? I don't want to be wrong on every fucking thing I say. This is April 2003 to 2004, so this is the newest phone book I would assume for Verizon in New York, and.
Yeah.
On the area code page, on the little map, I mean, it listed on the list. If you look at the list, you'll see these two area codes. But on the map, they're still not there. And those are area codes 856, which is Southern Jersey, and area code 585, which is somewhere up by fucking, I don't know, Buffalo or somewhere. Somewhere up there. But those are two brand new areas. Well, not brand new. They've been around for a fucking year or more. But they're not on the area code map, so you can't trust the front of your phone book. Don't think that if it ain't there, it don't exist, because it exists. And Nampa is a good place to go to find that shit out. You want to know area codes? Go to Nampa. If you want to know what the fuck II stands for, I don't know where the fuck you're going to go. But the last place you want to go is to right here, to Default Radio, because we don't know. We just don't
know.
Never
have a damn clue.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you want to call Paris Hilton or not? Is that what we were going to do?
Yeah, it can't hurt, man. Come on.
All right, Doug, do you want to call Paris Hilton? Apparently, this number's been floating around IRC, which I do know what that stands for. That stands for Internet Retard Chat. And it's been floating around IRC. It's supposedly Paris Hilton. And, you know, not theory. I don't know what your thoughts on this. I'm not going to ask Doug because he's homosexual. But I'll ask you. Do you think Paris Hilton is all that hot?
Oh, my God.
I think she's pretty good, man.
I think she has a good body. You can't deny that. She has a good body. She has a smoking body. But then again, I've seen girls with the smokinest of bodies that just had what a lot of people refer to as a butterface. Now, I'm not saying Paris Hilton has a butterface. I'm not going to say that at all, because I've seen some girls with some bad fucking faces but smoking bodies. But I don't think she's that hot in the face. I've seen plenty of girls in my bed a lot hotter than her.
I don't know, man. I think she's pretty good.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I would rinse her out so hard. I can't.
Oh, yeah. I would throw her the cock in a second. It wouldn't even take me time to think, you know. But everybody's giving her, you know, and I don't understand this, not to get into another subject that's not freaking related, but this whole sex tape with Paris Hilton, right? Now, I hate to be cynical, but I think it came out at a really opportune time. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You know what I'm getting at there?
No, I have no idea.
All right, well, a year ago, Paris Hilton was, she wasn't a common household name, right?
Hmm.
I mean, Hilton, of course, I mean, we all know that she comes from fucking money. She's a spoiled little brat. You know, that's all common knowledge. But nobody knew her name. And even 6 months ago, nobody knew her name. Even 3 months ago, not many people knew the name Paris Hilton. And then all of a sudden, you know, I don't watch TV that often, but a few times I would turn on the TV and I'd hear them talking about this Paris Hilton bitch. And she hasn't done anything. I haven't seen her do anything. She may have been, like, extra roles in movies or something where you can't really even see her. Anybody could do that. Some bum off the street could be in a role like that. And then all of a sudden you start hearing about her. Then she's supposed to have this fucking TV show. And then before the TV show airs, boom, a fucking sex tape? I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I see it as something to try to boost her career. That's what I see it as. Shut the fuck up, man. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. She's got so much money. Why does she even need a career?
She doesn't. She's fucking Paris Hilton. She's the heiress of the fucking Hilton Hotel Empire. So, I don't know why she wants to be on TV.
And ride the cock forever and not do anything.
Yeah, she doesn't have to do shit. She could do whatever she wants. She's a known socialite. That's what she was before now, a socialite. People who,
wow,
in those social events knew her. Yeah, what a title to have. I'm a socialite. Sounds like a little fucking dirty little fucking spoiled brat princess to me, but whatever. So, Doug, you want to call up Paris Hilton?
Yeah,
you want to get her on the line?
Let me get a line on here for you.
All right, get a landline on here. We're going to call up Paris Hilton, kids. To bother her. Right, there she is. She's calling in.
No. What's the number?
All right, the number for Paris Hilton, apparently, this is what's been on IRC. I don't know. It could be, I'm the type of person who thinks this is bullshit,
yeah.
But this is supposedly her number, and that's going to be 310-990-7444. And we're hopefully going to get Paris Hilton on the line. And I'll tell her what I think of her. I don't care.
Paris Hilton is full and cannot accept new messages.
Break into it.
Please enter your password.
All right, hang up. We're not going to break into it. Was I talking over that like a moron?
Please enter your password.
Dude, hang up on it. The fuck? We're not going to hack it.
Okay.
Dude, was I talking over it when she said her name?
Yeah, it was the mailbox.
Yeah, we should go back to it again.
You want to call it back just to everybody hear that?
Yeah,
get the line back.
Call it back.
Be quiet.
Yeah, I'll shut up for a second. We'll edit this out later.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious. We don't edit anything here on Default Radio.
What's the number again?
Oh, fuck. Son of a bitch. I just closed that book. It's
310-990-7444.
Yeah.
I've never written down the sign.
Good. All right, I'm not going to talk now.
Okay, I got disconnected. That was weird.
Oh, fuck this. You know what? Nobody cares about Paris Hilton. No one cares. We don't care about it.
Paris Hilton. Is full and cannot.
Oh, that was so not Paris Hilton, man.
Whatever.
That was so not fucking her. What the fuck? I'm never going to trust anything I get on IRC ever again. I don't know, not there. Do you think that sounded like Paris Hilton?
Dude, I've never heard her say anything.
You know, you don't see her on the... I've seen the commercials for that show she's doing. It's something about, like, she's in this... She stays with some, it's like the, I don't know what the fuck the premise of the show is. It's like she goes to a farm in Arkansas, and I don't know what the fuck she's supposed to be doing there. But I've seen this commercial where they mention Walmart, and she's like, what's Walmart? Is that a place where they sell walls?
God.
Whoa.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty, right. So I've heard her talk, I've heard her say that.
No, man, like I said, I don't even have fucking TV at all, so I never seen any of that shit.
Yeah, I hear you, man. TV is bad. Everyone got to know that.
TV bad.
TV
radio
is
good.
Yeah, radio's good. TV is, it's evil. It's fucking evil.
And
it's mind
TV
control.
Is fucking $50 a month that I could spend on useful things like beer.
Well, that's the thing. I had cable, and I was paying the $50 a month for it, and I realized that there was only two cable channels. Well, okay, I'll not say the news. I'll leave the news out because I used to watch MSNBC all the time. I never watched Fox News or Faux News, as I like to call it, because it's a little too... So they say it's no spin, the fuck out of here. That's their way of saying that they just, like, switch everything around to make it sound like the way they want it to sound. But whatever, I'm not even going to talk about that. I watch MSNBC and fucking CNN, the Communist News Network, all the time. But the only other two channels that I use my cable for were for Comedy Central and for the History Channel. And you know what? I realized that it wasn't fucking worth $25 a month a piece for those fucking channels. So I shut it off. I said, fuck it. I got the rabbit ears, and now you know what I do? I watch The Simpsons and fucking Cops, and that's it. That's all I watch. Fuck TV.
Just go online and download all the episodes of whatever you want to watch.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the History Channel was cool. They always have good stuff on there. You know, it's not worth it. I'm not going to pay $50 a month to watch fucking Hitler. Just not going to do it.
Yep.
That's all it is. That's all they show is fucking Hitler. But, so I guess that was Paris Hilton, supposedly, we just called. Her mailbox is full, as one would expect. She got a lot of friends in high places or something, I don't know. 310-990, huh. What the fuck is that? Is that an AT&T phone?
Yeah, it's AT&T Wireless in California.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I know that, you know, a lot of these celebrities got 310 numbers. That's not a secret. that is the, what area is that? The fuck is that? Hollywood? Around there?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it lists the Rate Center as Beverly Hills and some other places and West Los Angeles.
Yeah, so that's the area where a lot of celebrities would have their phone numbers. So, I mean, either this is an elaborate hoax, you know? To tell you the truth, though, I mean, I don't mean to sound elitist or whatever, but right now, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to record myself doing it, but right now I could call up a number in 310-990. I could crack open the voicemail, and I could put any greeting I want on there. So, just for what it's worth, it's not impossible to do. Everyone knows it could be done. I could do it right now. I have a list of numbers that are on default passcodes. I checked them out. I did some snooping around in that 310-990.
Here's an article. Here's an article on that number. They say here's the number. It's back on, which is the one we just called. And there's also a 301-990-7444. Oh, yeah, that's the same one. What the hell? They're trying to trick me.
That's the same one. That's the one. You know, I was talking to I talked to Stank Dog this morning, and when I told him I had it, he asked me. He said, "Is that the one that was disconnected?" And I said, "I don't know. It works for me."
Yeah, it's a news article. It's saying it's back up, but you know, we just called it. The mailbox is full, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, who knows what Paris Hilton's doing? I guess that might be her real number. It doesn't sound like her, but she's not answering the phone. That's what matters. We wanted her on default radio, and she's not going to get on. I was going to tell her. I was going to tell her that I didn't think she was that hot, just to see what she would say.
You'll find a couple of good things on Google with that number.
Like what?
Just articles. This is Paris Hilton's number. You know, try it. Things like that.
It could be an elaborate hoax. That's all I'm trying to say. It could be.
Yeah, probably is.
But that's an AT&T wireless phone and a Beverly Hills Rate Center. Great. So that's what we know. I don't know. What else are we going to do? You want to make some calls? Make some more calls? Who do you want to call?
I have no idea, man.
I don't want to call that. Everybody knows about Fred Durst and his fucking office number. It's just an office number. It's nothing big. You know, I did want to make a few calls. Back to freak-related shit. One of my favorite numbers, you know, I know there's no segue at all to this, and I'm not even going to try to make one. I'm just going to get right back into it. Back to freak shit. The Resborg number, Responsible Organization. And it's a fun number to call. I call it all the time. You get a lot of good information. And it says Ameritech. Of course, Ameritech was bought by SBC, if I'm not mistaken. But they still say Ameritech on this. It's the Resborg number. What you do is you could look up 800 numbers to see who owns them. Now, you're not going to know the company that's currently using the number. But you could see what telco owns a number by calling up this 800 number, entering in a number, and they'll tell you. They'll tell you what's up. So, Doug, I don't know. You want to call the Resborg?
Yeah, let's get a line on here.
Damn, you keep hanging up your line. You can just leave it on.
That's true. Number.
The number is, this is the Ameritech, which is SBC now, but it calls itself the Ameritech Resborg, and the number is 800-337-4194. Now, what do you want to look up with this? You want to see who owns the popular? We could see who owns the popular 555-1140 ANAC, which I already know because I've already done it, but we'll do it anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
This is the Ameritech RESP.org ID service for toll-free numbers. Enter the 10-digit toll-free number. Enter the 10-digit toll-free number.
Oh, whoops, I fucked up.
You entered 800-555-1140. To confirm, press pound. The responsible company is MCI Telecommunications Corporation. The trouble reporting number is 800-888-1800. To repeat, press 1. To enter another number,
all right, so that was the Ameritech RESP.org ID service. And we saw that MCI owns the popular 555-1140 ANAC. And you got the number to call, just in case if you ever experience any trouble with that ANAC, you just call up 800-888, what was it, 1800?
Something like that, I don't
know. Yeah, I think it was. And you just call up that number and you say, look, there's something wrong with the fucking ANAC. It's not working. And they'll get right to it. They might ask you who you are and what business you have calling this. But whatever, you make up some shit, you social engineer them, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Damn, I keep clearing my throat. I'm getting a cold, I think. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I may be smoking too much, I think. Smoking's bad. What happened?
I said 5 packs a day?
No, I'm down to 3 packs a day, as a matter of fact.
Oh, see, that's not so bad, then.
Man, it's not 3 packs of Camel Filterless. We're going good.
Holy shit.
No, I don't
might
smoke.
As well suck on a muffler all day, dude. Holy crap.
No, I don't smoke Camel Filterless. Those are badass cigarettes, man.
Yeah, man.
Lucky Strikes. Ah, man. Doug, what's the time right now?
We're up to 52 minutes right now.
Almost an hour. Well, I don't know. A good 45 minutes of that was spent talking about trampolines.
Oh, shit. I have no idea how that kept going so long.
I don't know. I'm going to have to, you know, I don't even know. I'm going to have to listen to the show again when we edit. Or, I mean, when we don't edit. Yeah, that's right. We're not going to edit it. No, we might edit out some dead air. We might just do that. We did that last week, you know. I'm not going to try to lie and say that we didn't edit anything. We edited out some dead air. Because, yeah. I don't know, I don't want to put dead air out there. I mean, there was a lot of times that we were making calls where you're just going to hear dead air for a second. I can't go on talking while we're trying to fucking social engineer somebody. You know, they're going to pick up, hear me talking about something. It's not going to work. So, yeah, we did it. We might edit some dead air. I'll see what the hell happened with the trampolines later on before we stream this fucking thing.
If you cut that out, then the show's going to be like 5 minutes long.
Yeah, no, we're leaving the trampolines in. I mean, I think that was a good idea. Not to get back into it, but I think the roof trampoline is going to take off. I think you better get the patent on that or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Got to get a patent or, yeah.
I mean, you can release that. Sell it in the stores for Christmas. For the holiday season, you know, get it out there. Every kid wants one.
We'll call it Final Jump. How about that?
That's it.
Work.
Everybody wants one. I mean, you're going to get sued a few times, but whatever. Anytime you come out with something in the marketplace, they're going to sue you. You're going to say it was dangerous or something. Somebody could get hurt.
People probably got sued for the fucking Pet Rock being dangerous, dude. I'm ready for it.
That's it. You're ready. The roof trampoline is a good idea. We're gonna go with it. We're going to fucking go with it, man. I don't know. Do you want to make any more calls?
I'm trying to think. Anything that's all that exciting to call.
There's really nothing exciting to call, you know? I don't make any calls. I call, like, fucking... I call the time to see what time it is. That's about it.
There's a couple of automated systems on Free World Dial-Up that we should call up at some point, but I don't have all the numbers handy.
Yeah, there are some cool things on Free World Dial-Up that you can have a lot of fun with. I did screw around with one or two things.
Yeah, you should definitely have a show exploring some of that, you know?
Oh, most definitely. There's going to be a show dedicated to Free World Dial-Up and the whole voiceover IP scene in the near future.
Yeah. Right.
Definitely in the near future. And, you know, I was thinking about something. I was listening to Binary Revolution Radio 21, and I heard Stank mention that the freaking is experiencing renaissance because of the whole voiceover IP thing. And I think it's, I think he's dead on. I think it's fucking true. There's a lot of people who are getting into it who weren't into it before.
Yeah, Duel said the same thing on RFA a couple of months back. He said he's experiencing a renaissance. So.
It's happening. It's happening right now.
Honestly, before I got my Packet 8 box, for the most part, I didn't really touch the phone system. So.
And now all of a sudden you're getting into it. That's it.
I'm all over it like a cheap whore.
That's it. That's right. And cheap, nothing better than a cheap whore.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like a $2 whore from Tijuana to get your blood boiling.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you know, I know what we can call. I haven't called this in a while. I hope it still works. This is the office of the governor of California. A lot of people know him as Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, the last time I called this number, I remember I got this in a list when I was maybe like, I don't know, this was 100 years ago. Jerry Brown was actually the governor at the time that I got this number. And that's going back a lot of years. I don't want to date myself, but that's what was going on then. And I haven't called it since the governor's been in office. But I don't know. Doug, you want to call Schwarzenegger's office?
Yeah, let's give that a call. What's the number?
We'll leave a message. Do you want to leave a message? You want to say he's doing a good job or something? What do you want to do?
Huh. Let's see here. Well.
I'm going to tell him who I am. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave a message. I'm going to tell him who I am, what we are, what we're doing here. And I'm going to say that I think he's an awesome governator.
You don't even live here in California.
I don't care. I think it's great that you got Arnold Schwarzenegger as the governor over there. I mean, I wouldn't move to that country. Because it's not a state. Everyone knows that California is not part of the United States. We all know this. We here in the U.S. know it. I don't know if anyone told you.
It's northern Mexico.
It's not even northern Mexico. It's actually something I like to refer to as the USCR, which is the UCSR, the United California Socialist Republic.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows that's what it is. But let's call it up. The number is 916-445-2864. And it's after hours, so the secretary is not going to be in, but we can leave a message, I think. If we ever hear it.
Ring 2.
Is it working?
Yeah. Five rings.
Oh, you can't switch it back over until it picks up?
Not until it's registered.
It sucks.
Same thing with VoIP, too.
It's still ringing? Maybe the number doesn't work anymore.
Six rings. Yeah. Maybe it's a ring on bridge.
Nah. That should be the office of the governor. I mean, it hasn't been changed since Jerry Brown was in office, and that's going back a lot of years, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, we're going up to 9 rings, so I don't think it works anymore.
That's it. Wow, the office of the governor of California, the number doesn't work anymore.
The new number is.
Yeah, well, if anybody has the new number for the office of the governor, maybe someone can go look that up. I don't know why the hell they would change it. It's been the same for a long time. Huh?
I'm taking a look now. I got 916-445-2841. That's what you just called?
2864. Yeah.
No, 2841 is what they list on the webpage.
2841?
916-445-2841, yep.
I don't know. Call that one up.
Give that one a try.
Yeah, maybe I have the wrong info.
2841.
2841, yep.
Well, that would suck if my list here is wrong.
Miss Gray Davis. Our office hours are Monday through Friday.
It's not fucking Gray Davis anymore.
Well, that's what they say. Thank you for calling the offices of Gray Davis.
Whoa. That's really weird. That's definitely weird right there.
Well, is Arnold in office
yet? Leave a message and say what's fucked up. Well, it says on their webpage, it says Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. It doesn't say governor-elect. It says governor.
No, he's the governor. He's the fucking governor.
Oh, okay. Well, let's leave a message.
Oh, it actually, yeah. It says watch streaming video from the inauguration.
All right, call it up again. I'm going to leave a message.
Oh, wait, not 2864, 2841.
2841. I'm going to leave a message. I'm going to tell them to fix their greeting. I'm going to leave them a message. I'm going to tell them to change that greeting. looking out for them at Default Radio.
Governor Gray Davis. Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., excluding holidays. Please address all correspondence to Office of Governor Gray Davis, State Capitol Building, Sacramento, California, 95814. Our fax number is area code 916-445-4633. Our email address is graydavis@governor.ca.gov.
Oh, it's not a voicemail?
Guess not.
Huh. What the fuck?
Huh.
They couldn't afford that feature.
Well, somebody better send them an email to that, would they give out governor at something?
Gray Davis at governor.ca. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, the email address probably doesn't work anymore because he's not the fucking governor.
Well, yeah, the new one on the webpage says governor@governor.ca.
Well, somebody out there better send them a little email telling them to fix that fucking number because Gray Davis is out of there. It's Schwarzenegger. And they maybe don't want to accept
California's fucked.
Yeah.
California's definitely fucked.
They don't know what the fuck is going on. They don't even know who their governor is. It's fucking horrible. Well, the number that I had that doesn't work anymore, the 2864, that used to let you leave a voicemail. And I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know why it doesn't work anymore. They were probably getting 1,000,001 voicemails. That could have been it.
Yeah.
That could definitely have been it. I don't know. I got another, you know, now that I'm on this list right here, this was actually a list of numbers that I had posted on the BinRev forums a month or two back. And it's just a bunch of random numbers that I had lying around that I decided to throw together into a list. And I don't know. There's a few cool ones in here. I guess, I don't know, Doug, you want to call up the Nebraska 511 Traveler Information System? That's a lot of fun to call.
Sure.
That's going to be 1-800-906-9069. Yeah, and that's the Nebraska 511. Yeah, 511 Traveler Information System.
511 Traveler Information System. If this is an emergency, hang up now and dial 911. Command options include main menu to return to the main menu, back to navigate backwards through the menu, repeat to hear the current menu options again. At any time for assistance with menu options, say help for instructions. For Nebraska highways, press or say 1. For South Dakota highways, press or say 2. For road weather information in other neighboring states, press or say 3. Say the highway number or enter the highway number. I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. Say the highway number or enter the highway number followed by the pound sign. Or Interstate 80 between Wyoming state line and Sydney, Nebraska. Press or say 1. Between Sydney and Ogallala, press or say 2. For travelers on Nebraska Interstate 80 between Wyoming state line and Sydney, Nebraska, normal seasonal driving conditions. The forecast until 7 a.m. Mountain Time. Skies will be partly cloudy, becoming mostly clear. Visibility will be 10 miles. Winds will be 8 miles per hour, gusting to 14 from the northwest, changing to 8 miles per hour from the west-northwest. I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. To repeat the message,
did you even say anything? Hang up on that.
Okay.
All right, is it gone? You know, now, that number is pretty cool, actually, because I pressed 1 for Nebraska, but if you wanted to press different numbers for the different states, they actually give you different 800 numbers to call to check out the road conditions on state highways, major highways. So if you're traveling through that area, that Midwestern area over there by Nebraska, just call up 800-906-9069. You can get the traveler information, see where there's some big fucking tragic accident that you want to kind of bypass. It's a good idea if you're out there driving. I don't know. I do a lot of driving across country. Not recently, but I used to do a lot of it. And you want to know about these things, what the fuck is going on. Just pick up your phone and find out. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to call? Doug, you wanted to make any calls?
I got none in mind.
Well, what did we call? Paris Hilton, fucking Resborg, 511. Yeah, let's call Lucky. again.
Let me get a line on here, see what's up with Lucky.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. This is the first time we're going to call a human on default radio. We're going to call up Lucky 225 and fucking see what the hell is wrong with him.
Oops.
He's been idle for 23 hours now.
What
is up with Lucky?
Yep.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. We're going to call him up and
let's get
ask him
back on here. Come on.
23 hours he's been idle, huh?
Yeah.
I hope nothing happened to him.
Yeah.
That would fucking suck. I've never seen Lucky idle that long.
That's true. Yeah, he always signs off usually. He doesn't really idle purposely.
I mean, sometimes he idles overnight on AIM or whatever, but he always comes back the next day and at least to tell people that they're fucking bitches or whatever.
Yeah, we all know how Lucky is.
Yeah, we know about Lucky.
You know him personally. You know what we're talking about. Trying to get a line on here, but having technical issues.
Yeah, this whole show is about technical difficulties.
It's always about, there we go. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give Lucky a call. We're not going to announce his number. Sorry.
No, we are. We're going to give it out since he's not here.
That
I think
way the listeners can call him up.
He deserves it. Yeah, they're going to bitch at him, say, what the fuck happened?
He does have packet A, and he is in SoCal, so you do know it's 909-724. If you can guess the other four, you're lucky.
Well, you just gave out most of his number.
Yeah, well, if you have any good social engineering with packet8.com or, what is it, .net, you should be able
I don't know what it is.
You should be able to find out the area code in exchange.
Well, that's pretty funny, but so call him up. Call him up.
But, hey, Lucky wasn't here, so. All right, it's raining, so let's see you here.
Getting Lucky 225 on the line, or at least his voicemail.
Available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hey, what's up, Lucky? This is Decoder, calling you from Default Radio. And you seem to be missing in action, so just giving you the heads up that the show is pretty much recorded. So anytime you want, you know where to reach me on AIM at Decoder646. So I'll talk to you later, bro.
Man.
Wow, what a horrible thing.
Yeah,
gave out Lucky's number on the radio.
That's okay.
Damn, I need another cigarette. So I don't know. I guess it's almost time to end the show. Fucking, we got a lot done today.
Tired. Yeah.
We got a lot done. I don't know. You got any shouts, Not Theory?
Oh, man. Let me think. Just probably Stank and Duel for finding bugs in my program. That's about it. That's all I can think of right now.
So, Doug, you got any shouts?
Nah.
What, are you eating again, bro? Are we going to end the show the same way we did last time?
Pretzels.
Dude, fucking don't... You're eating on the fucking show, huh?
It wasn't you last got, time. I just
you got a lot of nerve, bro. Now you're eating pretzels.
Hey, we were waiting for Lucky all night, okay? I wasn't eating, so I'm hungry.
Yeah, I hear you, man. We were waiting. I thought I was going to get shit. You know, I got home a little late today. I thought people were going to be bitching at me, like, where the fuck were you? But it's not the way,
nah,
so whatever.
Like, where's Decoder and Lucky? What the fuck? And now it's Lucky. And
yeah, well, fuck it. You know, we did the show. I think it was a good show. Well, my shouts was going to be shouts to Not Theory, but since he's right here, you know. Yeah, but definitely shouts to Stank Dog and to Duel. And I don't know. Shout to everyone. Shout to everyone on the forums, on the Binary Revolution forums.
Shout out to Majestic for hosting our archives now.
Yeah, shout to Majestic. I don't know. I guess that about does it. That about wraps up Default Radio for this week. Default Radio Episode 2. For those of you who are sadly keeping track. So, I don't know. I guess we're going to end it here. And as always, everything is always on default. Later.
Later.